morning, Eskimo brothers and sisters. 5:45. This is Q105. We're very happy you've decided to start your morning here with us. It's Eric and Floyd. We've got a lot to get to today. Another easy show for us because a handful of guests will be by. Actually, three guests, four people, a little bit after 7 o'clock. Our friends, my friends, the Amelia Earharts will be by to talk about the impending arrival of a great community event that we have around this time every year, Acoustics for Autism, and what Carrie and Megan have for that and why they're a part of it. Also, this was all you with Mama Donna. And your sister.
Yeah.
But if I could, I wasn't going to go this particular route with how's your relationship with your parents, but I have to now.
With me? Or just in general?
I wanted to talk about just like in general, where we're going to go. But now mine has changed a little bit.
Okay.
It'll make more sense.
Okay, no worries.
That's my tease to the audience and to you.
And to me, yeah.
Tacos and Trivia Tuesday for prizes today a little bit after 8 o'clock. Office-themed questions. And we finally have been able to track down Montrese from UMandOp to come in today a little bit after 8:30 to talk about the East Toledo Opioid Town Hall about recovery and more. That's after 8:30. Jeff and McGee will be by to play the trailer game with us. Oscar loser. Some massive movies that we love that came close but didn't quite win the Oscars. To call the show, 419-240-1055. Call or text anytime you want. You can hit the website, q1055.com. And we're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. 547, good morning. It's Eric chasing the one and only Floyd.
Hello. We got a text already.
Already?
Good morning to you, too. They said good morning, boys.
Hello. We had an excellent time yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't. X for a better evening, afternoon.
Were you making X puns all day and all evening?
I was. I was kind of tired after our little event. I was like I left, I was like, ooh, gotta go to my mom's. And I was like, I'm just gonna go home.
Well, I asked Nate. So a couple of weeks ago, I said, we should have an axe throwing place here because they're popular in many big cities. Mm-hmm. Columbus, there's one up in Detroit, up in Ferndale. Yeah. I'm like, we can have this for as rurally friendly and outdoor friendly as this area is, we should have an axe throwing place. And we do. We got the heads up on that. And Brandy and Nate, her husband, invited us to come out, and we did that yesterday. There's more video to come, but there's some pictures of what we did with Peapod. He joined us at Axe 419, which is in Rossford or Perrysburg.
They couldn't decide either.
It's across from the Reset. That's down there, just behind Aldi.
I can't think of the circle it's called.
That's Meridian Corp, but I don't. I don't think anybody knows that.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, if you want to, that's what I kept telling people when I posted on Facebook we were there. They're like, "Where is it located? Where is it located?" And I just Google copied paste like Meridian Corp. They're like, "Where's that?" I'm like, "Google it."
So in asking Nate. Like how long people do it for and in what groups. And I said, if it's just like six people for 2 hours, I could see why you'd get tired because throwing an axe can be tiring.
Yeah, we were there for a while and I was like, I'm out of shape. But we weren't bad.
No.
We were not bad.
Once I got past throwing it with two hands.
My God. And when you threw, I hope they got that on video. When you hit the ceiling.
Yeah. I thought throwing with two hands would be the optimal way to throw an axe.
The hush that fell over, like, all five of us that were there, was like, Eric, go. Boom.
No one's hit it up there before.
No one's hit it up there before. Like,
I had a good time.
It was a good time.
And I don't want to say it was easier than I expected, but I was more accurate than I expected. And Peapod, you know, he was like a natural throwing that thing.
Yeah, that was kind of scary. Like, I was like,
he has anger issues. He should not.
Have you ever done this before? Hit that bullseye every time. I was proud of myself. I wasn't great, but I also wasn't the best. I mean, I wasn't the worst, but I wasn't the best. I set that bar low and put it up to a good medium standard. I was like, I'm okay with this. I made it in the circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I care about. It stuck a few times.
I don't want to say I'm anti-gun.
Yeah.
I'm anti-gun for me because with my mental mindset,
yeah,
I should not have a weapon of such in my home because one bad day turns into a bad weekend and there's no more Eric.
Then all of a sudden you're on 13 ABC.
Right.
So like, him win.
Dog lover. We found him after 5 days of his dead body with his dogs eating their own poop.
Good dog morning, Toledo. Good morning, Toledo.
Dog lover? Mental health advocate? I think not. But I could buy an axe.
You said you wanted one too.
And I've considered before, and when I go to the comic book shows, and there will be somebody like this here at Fantasticon in a week from this weekend at Seagate, there are people who sell like collectible weapons, like samurai swords and stuff, and I've always thought about getting those. And now after knowing that I could probably knock you down from 10 yards with an axe, I can go invest that $12 at Home Depot.
Horrible.
It's my way of...
You've hushed me. At 5:51 in the morning, I'm like, well, you're not wrong, because I was there. I witnessed.
What do you do if somebody breaks into your home? Well, I mean, it's what it is, but I'll have my axe.
It's like that scene on that TV show you showed me, where the axe went under the bed.
Yeah.
I was like...
Polar?
That's what I kept thinking about the whole time. I'm like, he's really good at this. He's a nice person, ladies listening. He's really good at axe throwing. I just want to throw that out there.
Me?
Yeah. You started off rough. I'll be like your coach. I'm like your hype man.
When you first went,
I was like, ooh,
well, because with the two hands, my release point was too high, and I figured you'd want to use two hands to really get some power behind it.
So we're the opposite. You were a good one hand thrower. I was a better two.
But it was fun.
It was fun.
They have beer?
With that peanut butter beer.
Yeah. I've never been to Ernest Brew Works, which is right down the street from the radio station on Detroit, and I've heard great things about it. And people told me last week or 2 weeks ago was peanut butter week. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest with you. There is a beer I've purchased a couple of times now from Kroger when I make my own six pack.
Oh.
It's a chocolate and peanut butter porter. I like that better than the straight peanut butter.
Like actual peanut butter?
No, the beer that we tried, the Brady has tried yesterday.
Oh, so you like the infusion of the two flavors?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have no opinion because the peanut butter beer was amazing. I was like, this is chug worthy. 5 seconds later, I was like, bleh.
Yeah, I looked over and I was just...
Peapod and Flint were just going to town.
Yours was like 3/4 of the way done.
Yeah, I was ready. I got a personal lesson in axe throwing. Had a little cocktail. I was like... Show me the ways.
It was a good day.
It was a good day.
Thanks to Brandy and Nathan. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, 555 video to come about Axe 419, which is Rossford, Perrysburg. Google it. Find it on Google Maps. You'll know the area. It's behind or before all the shopping on Route 20.
As I told Brandy, I've passed it so many times and didn't know what it was. It's by the Bubble Dome.
Yeah, down there, you used to have one of my favorite off-the-beaten-path liquor stores.
Yes,
I think Corks.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Is it still there?
No, I don't. I think it's completely gone. So I believe they sold or traded their liquor license to the Kroger Marketplace.
Then
they stayed open for beer, make your own six packs, and wine tastings. But I think they might have even have closed. But it was so off the beaten path, they gave up their liquor license. I had to do it last night. I wanted to. My life is a series of reasonable impulse decisions.
Okay.
Thankfully, I don't make too many life-altering impulse decisions for the bad, except for when I filled out my taxes a couple of weeks ago. I forgot to put some things in, and now I have a small headache. But when I make impulsive decisions, it's like $60 for some Transformers there, or a pair of shoes that I never wind up wearing. Like nothing life-altering, thankfully. So I rode that impulse last night, because if I let it dissipate, I wouldn't ever go back and see something really good. I rented Black Klansman last night.
Was it good?
Really good movie.
Oh, okay. You know that's on my next list.
Very liberal and wide use of the N-word.
Oh, I believe it.
It was, and you know what? I know that whenever we have discussions, and I've been very fortunate enough through my entire life to have, one of the things I never take for granted is growing up in the school that I did, which was extremely diverse, and then now as an adult, having worked with people of all different colors and backgrounds, and I prefer it that way. And I know that whenever we get into these discussions, I can never feel the way a black person has felt.
Right.
Much like I can say, you didn't put those pyramids up in Egypt. We did. but I can never explain this other than in words, but watching that movie and seeing how vicious some people are with hate, it literally turns my stomach and makes me uncomfortable and queasy. And I'm glad I didn't grow up in that time.
Oh, for sure.
Where white people didn't want to be in the same room as black people. Or there's a part where Adam Driver's character, that's Denzel Washington's son.
It is. Yes, it is.
I thought he was still trying to play football. And Floyd, watch this movie and close your eyes. Some of his letters and pronunciations sound just like
Denzel.
Sound
like him.
And I didn't know. I thought it was a black guy in the Klan. He plays Adam Driver. So Adam Driver is the one who infiltrates the Klan in Colorado Springs. But Ron Stallworth, John David Washington,
yes,
conducts all the phone conversations for Adam Driver's character because he sounds white.
Well, remember I told you off air yesterday, I didn't know it was based on a true story.
Yeah.
Because there's a documentary out there with the actual guy, the actual black guy who this movie is based on. And I watched it. The snippet on here, I don't have audio on this computer, but it's something I'm going to dive into so hard. Like, I'm off Saturday. I think that might be my day.
I rented it for $6. It was, well, I liked it in the first half because I really enjoy the actors. And by the way, to back up, when I say that John David Washington sounds white, he is attempting to in the movie. In fact, the setup is, you know, I can talk white and I can talk jive.
Right.
He spends half the movie talking. Do you know who David Duke is? Mm-mm. The former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in Congress, too, in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Some pictures with him and famous people.
He does all the talking on the phone to David Duke. And then at the end of the movie, you'll enjoy it. But the second half of the movie, it kicks into like procedural crime stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good movie. And I got to tell you, had I seen it prior to the Oscar revelations, I could have easily picked it as a winner. It was that good.
Okay, I'm excited. That's my to-do list this Saturday, I promise.
Good cast.
Because like after seeing that snippet of the guy and then actually watching the trailer, I was like, Why have you not paid attention to this movie? So I'm in.
It didn't get, you know, it came out in the summer, like in August, and I had seen it because I'm like, oh, that's an interesting concept for a movie, and I didn't even know it was Spike Lee until awards season, and I'm not the biggest Spike Lee fan. Like, I don't go out of my way to see his movies, but it's really well done, and it wasn't like the hype of anything. And in the summertime, you get caught up in
the huge blockbusters.
Yes.
That literally, when award season does come around, you're like, when did that movie come out? You're like, oh, it premiered the same week as Black Panther? Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I'm looking forward to if you can watch it. And like I said, I can never feel like a black person and what they have been through in any kind of racism. But the queasiness that was in my stomach with the way some of these actors ripped off their lines. Like, there was a part where David Duke is like indoctrinating, almost like a religious ceremony, like take your hood off, and they pour like some kind of holy water in these hoods. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I could ever play that character. I know you're an actor.
Yeah, but
like, I don't know if I could ever do that.
I've done that. When I was in theater, like back in the day when I was young, there are sometimes I think, how do you hype yourself up for this? It's kind of goes back to the Michael B. Jordan interview when he said when he played the character in Black Panther, he had to go get his mental health together because he was so deeply involved in that character. And that's a sign of a good actor. But like, I'm with you. I don't, knowing that my grandma and essentially my mom, because she was born in the 50s, went through this and like saw this firsthand, and like we just saw it in history books or what people are willing to share with us. You know what I mean? So to dive into that, and I'm sure they did their research. I'm sure there were times where they were like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people actually went through this. And So kudos to them, because I'm excited. I'm so excited right now. I want to see this movie, like, now.
There's one guy in the Klan that Adam Driver's character is trying to infiltrate, And he doesn't trust him because he's Jewish.
Right.
But he's like not a practicing Jew. And so the other guy doesn't believe him. And this one character, his name is Felix. And I know him from the show Vikings. I watched a bunch of funny Vikings and yesterday and axe throwing. He wants him to pull out his penis, like circumcision and all this stuff. And it's very awkward. It's very awkward. But this one character, Felix, like he's a Holocaust denier. And the Adam Driver character, and I've never heard this thought process before. He's like, the Holocaust definitely happened. Like, he's being anti-Semitic as a Jew, and he's saying, Holocaust, it happened, and it was a good thing. We killed 6 million of them. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
There's an anti-Semitic way.
Like, as an actor, when you read that line, like, you have to get uncomfortable because... And you have to take yourself into that mindset. Like, you're playing this character who probably actually said that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you are reading words on a paper. It's a script. But you're like, I'm playing a character based on a real person who's probably still alive who has said this.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, unfortunately, still reside in some places.
Yeah.
They show Fayetteville footage at the end of the movie.
Okay.
With that dude from here running down that girl and that group of people. And for some reason, it seems far more vivid. And sort of and graphic than when I watched it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
602, Deal or No Deal is a couple of minutes away on
Q105.
Q105. 614, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. If you want to get with us, you can text the show, you can call, same number, 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. Shortly after 7 o'clock, our friends, the Amelia Earharts, Acoustics for Autism is coming up. They are one of the many, many performers for that day at the Idiot in Maumee, and we'll talk more about them with the ladies a little bit after 7 o'clock. It's Eric and Floyd.
Hey.
A little Deal or No Deal?
Yes.
I am acutely...
My email didn't send, so I'm going to bring it up on my phone.
I am acutely awake this morning. I am very lucid, so I am ready to give you... I'm ready to give you some profound answers,
yes.
I think.
See, here's my thing. I jump around. How's the pain? Do-do-do.
Did you watch your... did you watch The Passage last night?
Oh, no. That'll be my homework tonight. I have one already.
Oh, that's mine, sorry.
Okay. I was like, wait, I have mine.
That is your show sheet, though.
Okay. Oh, okay, thank you. No, so that means I'm at episode 5, so this was 7, so I have 2 to catch up on?
Yeah, and I have Hulu news for you in just the news you need.
Am I going to love it?
Around 6:30.
Or am I going to hate it? It's going to be like Netflix.
Yeah, it'll be that. It'll be that.
Okay.
I'm telling
it's okay.
you.
It's a price I'm willing to pay because I love my Hulu.
Prediction, and I have some ratings info. The Oscars did really well, so I was dead wrong.
However, are they comparing last year's?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, the Kenny soccer game did better than last year's Oscars.
I was wrong about that. I'm going to stick to this. I think in like 2 or 3 years, people are going to be like, I totally wish I had my big cable bill back. Once you add up all your services. Because there's several like places like Disney, Marvel, they're pulling their stuff off Netflix for Disney Plus. So there's going to be Disney Plus. There'll be an AT&T service. There'll be a Warner service. So you're going to be $15 to death.
It's okay.
Would you rather have a really big cable bill or 6 services that equal your cable bill? I don't know.
It's kind of like when I complain that like my cell phone bill is expensive, but then I'm like, you have unlimited. But then once I take unlimited away, I'm like, I might as well just go back to unlimited.
Yeah.
Makes sense in my head. Whatever.
Give me a couple of days and I'm going to start complaining about my electricity bill again. If anybody has insight on that, thank you. Q105, the morning reboot, Deal or No Deal?
Here we go. Would you like to have a life of luxury yet only have one of your senses? And you could choose which one.
A life of luxury or only one of my senses?
One of your senses.
Deal.
I come up with these when I'm drunk, by the way.
Deal. That's the best time.
Yeah.
All my best ideas come when I'm in the shower. And then I'm like, I'm not clean enough to be out of the shower.
Okay, so
I do the deal.
Let me switch. What sense would you get rid of then?
I have to get rid of only one of them, or I can keep one of them?
You keep. Oh, sorry, I phrased it wrong. Yes, you can only keep one sense.
Sight.
I was thinking the same thing. I'd rather see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay, okay. Would you have unlimited knowledge, but no one cares to listen?
No deal.
I'm the same way, because if I'm a ball of knowledge, I need you to listen to me.
It's not even that, because I there are times I like to help people.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on who the people are. And if I can't improve your life in some way, you know, what good does it do?
Right. So here's another one. I think we tried to get to this a few weeks ago, but we ran out of time. But I want to know your stance on this. Have your dream home with amenities and everything, but it's located in a nightmare of a neighborhood.
No, because I don't have a dream home.
You don't have a dream home?
Like, I look
at. You don't have, like, an ideal.
Nope.
Like, even young Eric, as a young lad growing up in Philadelphia, PA, you were like, I want that little apartment in the sky.
No. I'm able to, I'm very adaptable, and I have a wonderful ability to make wherever I am my home. I've always said, having moved as much as I have over my career, if I have a place to walk the dog, get to the gym that's convenient, and get on the internet.
It's a dream for you.
Yeah. Like, now, like, I haven't made any major upgrades at my home since you've been over for the party. And if I don't do another damn thing, I'm totally fine with it.
All right. I'll accept it.
What would you do?
I would probably say no deal as well, because I am not on the alliance of you, but I've never want to own a home. I know that sounds really weird. Maybe 10 years from now or 5 years from now, I'll change my mind. But I don't ever want to own a home. I saw the stress my mom went through with her two houses, and I'm just like, ugh, I don't even want to take that on.
I think your mindset changes. I'm guessing. I think your mindset changes when you're with someone and you want to build something together with them.
Yeah, but as of now, I'm just like, I don't want that hassle or headache. Shall we go on?
Yes, please.
All right. Would you love the ability to bring anyone from your past who has moved on, died, but you have to sacrifice losing someone in your future?
Oh, this is easy. Yes, because I want to bring someone back from the dead and swap them for someone that I don't yet know.
Don't use my words against me. Whatever. I wouldn't do it, because I think you don't mess with the timeline. Umbrella Academy. Sorry, too soon? All right.
No, not at all. No, any sci-fi show, we all know that's like one of the commandments. Don't mess with the timeline.
Don't mess with the timeline. See, I went back and forth with this one, and like I actually brought this up to someone at the bar when I was out for our bartender's going away Sunday, and it got mixed feelings. Like, someone's like, "You're so morbid. Why would you bring that up?" I'm like, "What's a legit thing? Like, everyone goes through grief, and like they want that person back. But like, what if you had that ability, but you had to sacrifice someone in the future? You don't know who it's going to be, but it's like you can be attached to this, your love of your life, and then you brought your kitty cat back, and then all of a sudden they're like, I must go. You mess with the timeline.
Find somebody else. There's 7 billion
That's
people.
That's not that easy, Eric.
There's 7 billion people. Even I know that I can find somebody else.
Oh, really?
And I'm very misanthropic. We got time for one more.
Here we go. Be anxiety-free while everyone else around you is constantly on edge.
Oh. No deal.
No deal?
Yeah.
Why?
You kind of asked it in a would you rather form. No deal. That's the toxicity that comes from all that bad juju. No way. No way.
It's funny that you flipped the script on this one, but like bringing back someone, you're like, no.
Well, because I'm bringing someone back and getting rid of someone that I don't yet know.
But what if they're really close to you?
I wouldn't know that yet.
But when it happens,
poof.
Poof. There you go.
622. Sidewalks or streets is the debate. It sounds like a no-brainer, but maybe not. That's next.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
634. Good morning. The Morning Reboot. Need to start off on a somber note. One of our listeners sent me a heads up on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
From the Norwalk Reflector. The likely reason why Dawn from the hand jobs place in Sandusky couldn't get in touch with you is it appears that her daughter committed suicide over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Wow. Reading through the story, not in as detailed fashion as I shall, but It doesn't appear to have any evidence of bullying, so there are a lot of questions. But besides that, really, really sad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, on to other news. Toledo City Council person Sandy Spang wants to double the amount of money the city will spend on sidewalk repairs this year in an effort to make a dent in the backlog of more than 2,000 across the city. Spang said doubling the sidewalk repair budget would make a more noticeable impact for residents citywide than using the money for streets, because the dollar stretches farther when it comes to sidewalks. Council President Matt Cherry said his colleague isn't wrong, but when she says the city's sidewalks need work, he says he sees them as a distant second behind streets. Out of every 1,000 calls I get, 999 are for streets and one is for sidewalks. The constituents are speaking loud and clear how much they want the roadways redone. I get this, that I see what she's saying about the money goes farther. You can do a lot more sidewalks than you can potholes and streets.
Yeah.
And it's certainly better for the optics to fix the sidewalks. And for every, 10 people that trip on the sidewalk that's lifted up, there's twice that many that bang up a tire or a rim because of a pothole. So I get it.
It makes sense, but the Toledo ones aren't. No, they want their, you know what I mean, they have that tunnel vision. They want their roads done, you know what I mean? They don't see the broader picture.
Right. And I get it. I get it. It would make the city look better in a lot of places, but if the roads aren't traversable because of potholes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, mommy drivers will be dealing with a closure on the Perrysburg-Holland Bridge over I-80 for the next 200 days. It's a bridge replacement project. Turnpike traffic will not be affected. You can use the detour at Heather Downs, Reynolds, and Dussel in both directions. Today is a special election, the Downtown Jail Initiative, and the Lake Erie Bill of Rights. If approved, it will change the city's charter to allow citizens to sue on the lake's behalf when it comes to environmental violations. I briefly read a story that said there's not been a high turnout for this,
mm-hmm.
and I don't expect there to be.
I know. It's kind of like when I watch local news, they bring it up and then it goes away. You know what I mean? Like,
they're just boring issues.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, sorry, oh, today's an election.
Yeah, they're just boring issues.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're not important, nor will they not be important at some time in the future. They're just boring.
It's just, and speaking from someone who lives, it doesn't spark my interest to go out and vote, you know what I mean? But I think that's what you're trying to say. So
city crews continue to clean up down trees and tree limbs from the high winds this weekend. Residents are required to bundle down limbs or brush from the trees on personal property and put them out by the curb for a republic. In order to be collected, the limbs and twigs must be no longer than 4 feet in length. Okay, so tie them up, or I guess just put them in your trash can,
or just have them sit in your front yard like I do.
Or that.
Nature will have its course.
Streaming service Hulu is updating its monthly pricing plans, decreasing the price of its entry-level on-demand offerings while increasing the cost for live TV subs. Hulu's basic service, which includes more than 85,000 episodes of TV such as This Is Us and Hulu Originals, like The Handmaid's Tale, will now cost $6, a $2 reduction, which includes limited commercials. Hulu and live TV is increasing by $5 monthly, and Hulu plus live TV with no ads is increasing by $7 monthly. The payment changes go into effect Tuesday for new subscribers. Current subscribers will see the new monthly fees reflected in the subsequent billing cycle after that date. Those are big price jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten away from watching a lot of live TV because of our schedule?
Yeah, I don't remember what plan I have, but I feel like I'm the $5 price jump. Right? Okay. Increased by $5. Yeah, I think I'm Hulu plus live TV.
With ads?
Oh no, I'm no ads.
No ads, so that's $7.
So we're good.
$7 a month.
I don't care. I don't like ads. We're good.
I'm still wondering if the smart move for Disney when they do Disney Plus is to tier it.
Mm.
Like, I just want all the Marvel stuff. I don't need every Disney movie ever made. Or and it's like, okay, well you'll be charged $9. Or is it like one size fits all and it's gonna be like $20 a month?
They haven't even released the price yet,
nope.
Have they?
Nope. I'm wondering what it will be.
Oh, it's Disney, so you know they're going to break your bank, but there's going to be people like, I love Disney. I don't care.
Because they can.
Right.
6:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. A beef that was not quite Drake size, but still pretty big. looks like it's been squashed, and I need to play a song for you that will make you feel so much better, and we might play all of it. And it's an old song. We'll do that before 7 o'clock on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max.
All right, 6:52. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We have some guests coming by shortly after 7 o'clock. Amelia Earhart to preview much of what's happening in the coming weeks at Acoustics for Autism, who benefit Project I Am. Also, special guests around 7:30 or so. I believe I'm going to finally come face to face with one of my mortal enemies. This is a late edition.
Okay, I was like, I didn't write that.
Someone who has apparently had an issue with me before
is
coming here, and we'll try to settle this face to face. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday for prizes a little bit after 8 o'clock. Office, the office is the theme for today. It appears, I didn't even know that this was still something, but it appears that Lady Gaga and Madonna have buried the hatchet. The Queen of Pop and the newly minted Academy Award winner embraced at Madonna's post-Oscar celebration, signaling an end to their years-long feud.
That picture gave me all the gay life.
In the Time portrait, Madonna nestles Lady Gaga's face as the actress triumphantly holds the Oscar statuette she won for Best Original Song for the A Star Is Born anthem, Shell. The iconic image was taken at Madonna's star-studded bash, simply dubbed The Party. Madonna shared a similar image on Twitter and Instagram Monday, captioning the shot, "Don't mess with Italian girls." I do feel bad for Irina Shayk. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. That is Bradley Cooper's girlfriend. While we were all swooning over Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and their performance Sunday night, the actor's girlfriend, Shayk, watched from her front row seat and wasn't bothered at all. I need to hear the tone and inflection for this. Chelsea Smile. I don't know. I didn't see it anywhere else. We'll see.
It's on the black sites.
Oh.
You know, they be getting their gossip on.
I need to hear the tone and inflection from this, because everyone is shipping Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, but Irina Shayk says, or Irina knows that Bradley and Gaga are artists. A source exclusively told Us Weekly of the 33-year-old model, it's a non-issue for her. They were in character, putting on an Oscar performance.
No, I mean, but you know what? That could be the comfortability of their relationship. You know what I mean? So. But girl, let me tell you, that performance, we were all like the nosy next door neighbor seeing.
There are times.
Seeing these two people walk down the street secretly holding hands while you at home with the baby.
There are often times where on screen chemistry turns into off screen romance and much, much more.
Brad and Angelina?
Yeah.
Like those are the two major ones. Like, it's happened more than once.
Can they get an Oscar for the chemistry they showed during that performance?
Right.
I don't know. If I were her, and they've been together now, I think like 3 years or so, I would be unsettled at the very least.
It was
like,
uncomfortable.
They're good actors. They're not that good. Like, some things just naturally happen.
I don't know. I said, find you someone that looks at you the way that Lady Gaga looked at Bradley Cooper.
Before the show, it was a viewing party held in support for the Academy Awards, and it was Elton John and his AIDS Foundation. He was on the piano, and Taron Egerton was on vocals. And I have to give you, this is 3.5 minutes long. It's most of the song. I'm going to play you the beginning, and then we'll jump to the hook that we know.
Okay.
This is so good.
Is it?
It's funny how life turns out, isn't it?
And if I were Rami Malek right now, I'd feel really crappy that Taron Egerton's doing this and I didn't sing any of those songs.
Oh, it's funny how life turns out, isn't it?
Such a good song, too.
Blue jean, baby.
Somebody said Rami Malek lip-synced his speech. Are you kidding me?
That's insane.
She sings the song.
It's at an AIDS Foundation benefit. They earned $6 million during the night.
As I say softly, slowly, all because a tiny dancer.
I just threw my papers. Yes!
Lights on the highway. Lay me down in sheets of lead.
So there's a,
This movie does well.
It will. There is a there's an NBA announcer, and he's a very deep voice. His name is Kevin Harlan, and he's got a lot of like YouTube clips. And he, when someone like dunks on something, he's got this line that says, "It's like with no regard for human life." Like Taron Egerton is dunking all over Bohemian Rhapsody, wow. And I'm not trying to denigrate what Rami Malek did.
But they're going to be comparisons because like they're. Essentially, these are both rock opera type movies with these superstar legends. Like Jamie Foxx was smart to do Ray before any of this stuff started happening.
That's exactly what I was having a hard time because I was enjoying the song so much, but I was having a hard time making the comparison. But I'm like, seeing Taron Egerton do this, and I don't know, you know, what else he does besides sing and act, if he dances or anything like that. But I'm like, this is Jamie. This is like white Donald Glover.
Yeah. It's like seeing the trailer for this. It, like, if you've never seen Ray, Ray's an excellent movie. And people thought that Jamie Foxx lip sing the Ray Charles part. That's him actually singing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I wish I had the talent of these people. Like, it's just like, in no disrespect to Rami Malek, because he looked just like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you want to look like Freddie Mercury. But you know what I mean? So it's crazy what the human body can do when you have that gift.
Let me credit Rami Malek in this way. While he didn't sing those, and I don't want to denigrate him at all. And
you don't want to sing those songs, though. You don't want to ever put yourself in that stratosphere.
He's the reason why I watched Mr. Robot and lasted with it as long as I did. And he's a great actor, and I look forward to seeing him in a bunch more. Playing Freddie Mercury was much more of a physical role,
mm-hmm.
and the gyrations than what Taron Egerton is doing with Elton John physically, and that's just singing. But I mean,
like Freddie Mercury, I think what you're saying, like Freddie Mercury is more that the charismatic, the physical being of him, as with if you would have played that for me and was like, this is a clip from Elton John in concert, I would have been like, oh, and then you'd be like, that's Taron Egerton. I'm like, what?
I really don't wake up until we get going, like when we turn the microphones on here and with coffee. But when I was grabbing that this morning around 4:45, I was awake. Last thing.
Yeah.
R. Kelly's out of jail.
Do you know how?
Yeah. He was released on $100,000 bail.
Because his fans created a GoFundMe.
Well, yeah, there's that. I'm sure he paid it, though. He pled not guilty to multiple sex accounts, including charges he preyed on underage girls. He cannot contact the victims or witnesses and has to stay away from anyone under the age of 18. He's back in court March 22nd. From his lawyer, no one wants to be in jail, but he's strong. He knows what kind of fight he's in for. Some of R. Kelly's female fans, cult followers, I added that, have been calling Chicago's Cook County Courthouse clerk to inquire about helping to pay the $100,000 he needs to meet his $1 million bond and will be released, according to the Chicago Tribune. It's a cult.
It's insane to me that someone in the court has to tell R. Kelly not to talk to his alleged victims. And I only say alleged because legally I have to. But I'm just saying, like, please don't contact the victims. And like
or anyone under 18.
Like, right. He should go to the North Pole and live by himself.
I wonder if we're
just don't touch anyone, talk to anyone else.
I wonder if we're gonna get to something in this case where it goes down where we will have to mentally dissect it and we will have to get a psychologist. I'll have to call Dr. Andrea. If he doesn't think what he's doing is wrong.
Well, he doesn't.
Like, in a very cult-like way. Like, I'm giving these women a better life.
Like, I'm nursing these
they're
women back
14.
To... Right, exactly. First off, they're not women, so don't call them that.
My urine is a gift from
God, I am bestowing.
Yeah, gross. Just stop.
7:02 with the morning reboot on Q105. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Lots of guests in the coming hour. Amelia Earhart's talk about acoustics for autism coming up, and I meet a frenemy. I think before 7:30. Q105. The parade of guests has begun. It's 7:15. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Floyd, do you? Floyd has been displaced. That's how much I care about these girls.
Can you move the computer?
Whoops. Wait. No. Sorry. I always get that mic. Always gets me. I can move the computer so I can see you.
Hi.
Hi.
As being respectful.
As you should be.
They are two talented individuals, and I just speak, so I will step aside.
When stars of our Toledo music community are here, you move.
I do.
Megan and Carrie, Amelia Earhart's are here. Hi, girls.
Morning.
Hey, girl, hey.
And you know we're a special slot if they got up early to come in here.
With instruments.
With instruments, which you don't need. Which you don't need. We're doing... what's so fun? What? Megan, are you pissed off?
No.
Are
no.
you like, Carrie, you said bring the instruments. They were going to make us play.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
You know, and you surprised us with the good judge, but even a bigger surprise, no Nico.
Oh, she's probably listening right now, too.
Good. Carrie might stay a little after. I know Megan's got to get to work, but Carrie can stay a little after. Nico.
I want my seat back. It's all good, though.
Acoustics for Autism kidding. Is this weekend because the calendar's going to flip to March. Ladies, how long have you done this event now?
It's been going on. This will be the 12th year. Meg and I have participated. I want to say, I can't lost count, man.
I'm thinking 4 or 5 at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With various different acts and just being there, being in town. You know, not if we weren't participating, it still was the big to-do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's, I don't remember how many stages this year.
Seven.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's a family-friendly event. There's all kinds of activities going on. There's stuff for the kids. There's music. There's 60-some-odd or more bands. Heated tents. Venues inside and outside. So
yeah, so you'll be warm.
Nice and toasty. Lots of people. Lots of great bands to see.
It's like a little local music festival.
It is.
I'm
awesome.
Into it.
It's... hopefully the snow will go away by then, but it's kind of like a kickoff for spring here.
Yeah.
It really is.
Carrie, Megan, the judge is here, the good judge is here. Amelia Earhart's for Sunday for Acoustics for Autism. Other than to help out Nicole, what made you guys, is there a specific reason you guys wanted to join the effort for Project I Am and everything that happens this weekend?
Yeah, I'm a music educator in education.
Yes, you are.
Yep, at Toledo School for the Arts. Who will also be playing there on Sunday. So,
Bethany's Jam Band?
The Pop Combo, Advanced Pop Combo will be there in the kids area.
Oh, they're great. I try to steal the children. They're so talented.
You try to steal the children?
I do, and I just want to like mold them into like something, because they're already way better than I'll ever be. Let's be real.
No,
I just
want to
mold them into my little minions.
You two are the crown jewel of music here in Toledo. Stop it. Somebody else can knock you. Even Arctic Clam could knock you off your perch.
Oh,
throw shade. It's too early for that.
You have other stuff right. It's so early for shade. Like my little gay heart wasn't ready.
These girls don't have politics to cloud up their day.
That's true.
Hold on. You know Arctic Clam is the queen of the gays.
Right. Hello. Hello.
and it's going to be a gay parade here this hour. Wait till you see who's coming in next.
Do I know this person?
Maybe. All maybe. Right.
Let's not take away the shine from the
Megan,
girls.
TSA stuff. Some of the TSA kids will be playing there this weekend
as
well.
Yeah, they'll be playing there in the kids area, the Advanced Pop Combo, and they're awesome. Come check them out.
Yeah, I'll go back to my question for Amelia Earhart. Why'd you guys get involved for this?
Well, the thing that's unique about Project I Am is, you know, all the charities of, you know, across the country, the money goes and disperses throughout the country. Project I Am keeps all the money in the area.
Good.
For the families that are affected by autism. They get money for different events and things. What? Yes, it is. It's all volunteer based. So it's great to see all these people come together to raise the money for such a good cause that you can see the money affecting the people in our area and staying there.
And you know if you're giving to the charity that it's going directly to the families, which is huge. I've got a cousin that has Down syndrome too, and it just is like very impactful for families with children who have special needs to provide that service for them, and it goes directly to them. So
this awesome. Sunday, everything is at the epicenter is the Village Idiot in Maumee. Lots of tents, lots of heated places, lots of drinks, but family friendly. The Amelia Earharts are here on the Morning Reboot with Q105. You guys played the Fire and Ice Festival this weekend.
Yeah,
I haven't seen you in a minute. What are you playing new? What's new?
Well, we got another band member. We got Grace. Yep. Yeah. I butchered her last name. Go for it.
Yeah, Grace Hirt. She's
vocals. It's okay because nobody knows how to pronounce Megan's last name.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What is your last name?
Leslie.
But it looks like Liesel.
It does.
Yeah, like Sound of Music style.
Right, right.
I was waiting for like 14 alphabet letters.
No, that's Carrie. Yeah. Langendurfer, and there's like
Langendurfer. Yes, I'm into it.
Langendurfer and Horvath. They're like the bed. They're like the
what bath?
They're like Horvath.
Okay.
There's like a bed bug number of Langendurfers in the area.
Wow.
Yeah. And Horvath. It's like the Smiths of Northwest Ohio.
And I'm just Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
So you got a new band member. What new stuff are you guys playing that you like a whole lot, or any new songs that you like?
Well, she's just got more, like, she's got a giant range, let's be real. You know, and we work with, I got limitations, but, you mm-hmm. know, we make it work for what we do, so it's been nice. It's opened up a lot of different stuff for us that we're able to play because she's such a well-versed singer. It's been fun.
Yeah, one of my favorites is Heart. Yeah. So.
Heart? Oh, the band Heart?
Yeah, the band Heart. We're playing some Heart. Yeah. So.
Yes. How's your guy?
Drummer guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Eli yeah. Simon.
Okay.
He's like my little brother.
Okay, just making sure. We
treat him like a brother, too.
Okay, you know? Good.
Yeah.
Who were you guys, with all these bands, 60 acts performing over the weekend on Sunday, who are you guys looking forward to seeing?
Well, Arctic Clam is
Arctic
playing.
Arctic Clam.
First,
yeah. You've heard of them?
Probably,
they're quite judicial.
You know, there's a group, Grizzly Grits. They're playing.
Yeah.
I want to see them.
They're a treat.
We, you guys know Peapod, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peapod is always telling us about the local music scene. And in total, can you do Peapod? Yes. Freddie Mercury.
There you go.
Local music scene. Lots of yelling.
They make a Peapod movie? I'm auditioning.
lots of energy and enthusiasm. Who are some of the local acts that you guys like? Because you guys are like the Grammy winners. You're the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga of here, besides Arctic Clam. But
you're hyping us up. People are going to expect this like non-stop.
You are that good. Stop
show.
It.
Yeah.
Like, didn't we ban you from performing at Battle of the Bands at the casino because you keep winning?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to be that person in the audience. Like, sing Shallow! Do it.
Yes. You know what? I'm going to comment. I should be able to. The reason that these girls are so good is because you have two girls up on stage playing guitars, hair flying, rocking around. They're musically both very brilliant. But what it all comes down to is it's very rare to find a bunch of girls that play the guitar. So when they used to play with us here and there, it was really cool because we had three girls playing the guitar and a bunch of hair flying around. And there's nobody else that does that, you know, the way that they do in town. They're just pure rock stars and they're just good people. So that's a plug for the Amelia Earhart.
You had me rock.
Nice.
Man, this is a great morning, Megan.
Oh, man.
Feeling good today. Yeah.
Morning motivation with Eric Chase.
When you walk down the pike, it's going to be like, don't you know who we are? They have no idea who you are whatsoever. No, it's good to see you guys. Acoustics for Autism. Is there a cost? Is this a free event?
Yeah,
donation
totally free.
Donation very suggested, obviously, for money that stays here in our area.
Yep, and there's multiple opportunities for you to donate, give. However, there's a silent auction going on. There's Buy It Now right now. There's beer sales. They'll have donation stations around, like to collect monetary donations and all that stuff.
Okay.
They'll have merchandise for sale, shirts, sweatshirts.
Do you guys sell music anywhere?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're never hawking music, which is great. But another reason I love you. Where can people find all your stuff online?
Go, take it away, man.
We have a Facebook page. We also are on YouTube and Spotify. And our first album is on there. You can buy our first album at our shows, but we're working on recording album number 2 right now. At the Mohawk Studio in Sandusky.
Good stuff.
Which is an auction item. 8 hours of studio time.
Awesome.
So,
when do you guys perform?
3:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrie, Megan, the good judge, Amelia Earhart's for Acoustics for Autism this Sunday.
And we won't let the weather get us down because 7 stages, 5 are indoor, heat.
Lots of heat.
Lots of heat. Lots so of there's heat. There's no excuse not to come. And booze.
Yeah, and like any
booze,
any good Toledo event, alcohol.
Right? And if you're like, and if you're still like cold in the heated area, booze it up. It'll warm up your body.
Megan's got to get to work. I think the judge has to get to the bench. Carrie will be here. You want to stay and co-host the show?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Surprise!
Floyd, Floyd, turn the lights down, please.
Mood lighting.
25. You hear that, Nico? Lights are very dim, and we'll play more Tiny Dancer when we get back. More guests are coming up, and relationships with your, with our parents on the way.
Q105 traffic sponsored.
7:38, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We have more guests. We're going to have to push our relationship with your parents topic to another time. And we have to get to some of it today because I have something that I need to get to in regards to Barry. Please, let Carrie is still here.
Hi.
Feel free to chime in. You're practically part of the show now.
Yeah. Yes. Today.
Eat it, Nico. And when I say it, I mean my foot. But Philip is here, kind of like a preview or a makeup.
Do you want
for...
a chair?
No, I don't. We're fine.
He's kind of here belatedly for a missed Philly T Friday this Friday or a preview for this Philly T Friday. But I asked him to come in because Danny is still here. And Danny, Danny talks, and we all know Danny now if we've seen your Instagram.
Yeah, you do.
Because you two have taken many pictures together over the... Over, Danny, is this the longest you've been here?
Oh, it's about the normal period of time I would come here, yeah.
It seems like you've been here for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I wish it was 2 weeks. That would be great.
Danny is Philip's British boyfriend.
He's practically a citizen now.
Yeah.
He's been here a lot, so almost.
I wouldn't tell the president you keep coming here. He might have something to say about that.
He has actually great stories about coming through immigration. They ask him questions about us, so.
Oh, please. Can you share?
I don't think we should talk about that.
No. He gets more and more nervous. Like, every time he comes to him, like, it's in your head. He goes, no, but they keep asking me more and more questions, like, about you and about us, and they think I'm going to stay, and I get nervous that they're going to turn me away. I'm like, they're not going to turn you away. It's fine.
So I know you've locked down your profile on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I can see them.
Locked down? I haven't locked down anything.
I thought you said it's private.
No.
Oh, it's public?
It ain't private.
Yeah. No. I ain't nothing to hide. Just it's because fine.
No, you don't.
Just because we're visually assaulted by some things doesn't mean it's... I thought it was private. But no. I'm like, when I looked at the ones of you two over last night, I was like, I'm very happy for you because since I can remember, and I know you guys have had some things with some communication that you've worked through and
issues,
like anybody else, and it's a lot harder when there's an ocean in between you.
Right.
Like, you are connected and intimate and happy, and I'm very happy for you. And I don't remember you having that since I've known you.
Thank you.
Because when you had it before, it was together, but you were like, you were like everybody else in this damn city.
Yeah.
You were together, and the only thing keeping you together was the drama that you were addicted to.
Essentially, it was. I even told him that. No, he ain't no, lying. I'm you like, know
he
too.
Just,
so.
He just gave me Eric Winfrey. I was like...
I was telling Dennis last night and Danny, I was like, you know, it's different arguing with Danny because it's not like a circle of blah, blah, blah. It's literally like we have to come to a conclusion that we're either going to decide that we're going to disagree or we're going to decide that we're going to fix it and like move forward. But at the
just
end of the day,
it's
just easy.
Just the way he adores looking at you speak right now.
Sometimes. Sometimes. He's nervous right now. I can tell because of how tight he's holding me, but he's nervous right now.
Okay, you hold me.
Danny, we're no like BBC One or anything.
Yeah. No,
so you've been here like you've been here to Toledo like a half a dozen times, right? Six?
Yeah, no, more than that probably. Seven or eight.
Can you let's say you're back home with your friends. How do you explain Toledo to them?
Oh, well, it's quite hard. It's pretty hard. I think I would probably start by saying it's a small city, but that doesn't really do it justice. You know, your cities are so different from UK cities.
How so?
It's big. It's urban sprawl. So big. We don't have that. Nothing like that.
I feel dumb listening to him. you're so smart.
Danny, can you explain something that I've never quite understood? Are you you don't like sports, right?
Not really.
Okay, no. But you can still probably explain this part to me. We have our teams here, and they're spread out all over this vast geography that we have. You, in like UK football, like the Premier League, have a similar amount of teams that we have here in our pro leagues. But they're all squished into neighborhoods, and they all seem to do well.
Yeah.
How do you have all those teams in this narrow little place?
Well, we kind of have one sport, right?
Soccer, you know, football.
Yeah.
But in the Premier League, there's like 18 or 20 teams, and they're all squished in like what it would be like the state of Ohio. as far as geography.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just it's a very dense population. There's a stadium maybe a mile from my house. And so on the weekends, if there's a match on, I couldn't park on my street because that's parking space for people who are at the match. So, yeah.
Philip, have you been to one? I know Danny doesn't like it.
No.
Would you want to go?
No, I'm fine. Same thing here. I mean, like, it's ball. That's fine. Somebody's kicking a ball. Somebody's throwing a ball. Somebody's getting in the face with the ball. Like, I don't care.
Danny, what do you like about here and in the U.S. where Philip has taken you? I know you went to Columbus. You've probably been to Detroit a bunch of times.
Yeah.
What do you like here that you wish you had over there?
Oh, you know, the people are so nice. Everybody's so friendly.
Really?
Everybody, yeah, absolutely. Everybody
says hi.
Wait,
you guys went to New York City, right?
Went to Brooklyn, New York.
A little different there, right?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
Dennis and him and I were talking. I'm like, I think that Danny gets used to, like, Phillips Toledo and, like, Phillips America, and I surround myself with pretty decent people who I get along with. So things are, like, fine. They seem to be really, really nice. And plus, you're in the Midwest, and people are communicative here, where you say hi, you open doors for people, mm-hmm. you step out of their way. But if you go to, like, L.A., you go to New York, you even go to, like, to Chicago.
The South.
The Cincinnati, for crying out loud. Like, anywhere you go, it could be a little bit different, where people look at you strange when you open a door, like you're about to mug them or something. So,
Floyd, Floyd's been to Philadelphia. I know that's like your
adopted. That's my favorite.
What's the common way to say hello to somebody there?
I was gonna say, can I say it? No. So, the first time I went to Philadelphia, like, it's my favorite city in America. I was walking down the street and, like, I just bumped my shoulder. He's like, hey! And I go, but you hit me. and I had, like, my little suitcase. I was like, a little girl in a big city.
Keep up,
yes.
Danny, what has been hard to adjust to when you come over here and hang with Philip?
Oh, I would. Number one is the food. You guys, I don't know. It's not great.
But Philip,
compared to a city like London, you know, I've got so much choice, and also I miss cooking at home. So that's
you said their food is bland.
I don't like their food either, so it's fine. It goes both ways.
I don't know what he's talking about.
We do a lot better like cooking for each other than going out, quite honestly. We can like go out and eat food and be completely like okay with it and content, but I think it's better when he cooks or when I cook. So,
Danny, does it feel like when you guys go out, he's like a local? I mean, he is a local celebrity. Does it feel like that?
Yeah.
He knows everybody. It's also easy to know. Philip, I've come to taking, I call the audience all of our Eskimo brothers and sisters because the town is so small and there's so few degrees of separation. Carrie and I have probably already had sex.
Probably. I mean, we probably already had sex and cried out loud. So,
yeah.
That's why you got to find people like outside of the city of Toledo or in London. It's fine.
Are you, and sorry to put you on the spot, but you'd expect nothing different from me. Have you considered given more thought to going over there for a long period of time?
I didn't text you, did I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, did I text you, Floyd?
No.
Oh. So here's the thing. I put him on the spot.
Do we have breaking news right now? Yeah. You just did the black girl and moved my weave back. What is happening?
It was being pulled. He was pulling it.
Are you leaving?
I'm not leaving. No, but I'm getting married.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, there's
that
a
happened.
Ring.
Oh, yeah. My.
There's
what? Two of them.
Oh, my God. Wait.
I thought I texted you.
Hold
Eric.
On. Bloody hell.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
Don't go anywhere.
Where are we going to go? Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
I think that's what you were waiting for as a collective.
I thought
I'm
you
getting
guys
married.
Knew.
And we're like, what?
Ah. I could have swore I texted both of you.
No.
Oh, wow. Collectively. That's nice.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd have told you the whole story.
I would.
No!
Because there's a whole story.
Well, we have time. We have time for...
No, there's not necessarily a whole story.
What is a black...
Like...
Assume my papers everywhere.
What's the story?
You want to? I don't know.
But did he tell you about the t-shirt that I got him?
Oh, there's merchandise.
Actually, there is. Okay, so like, long story short, Lexi has been a part of this for a while because when we went to Denver in September for my birthday, we came back and I had been considering that whole situation of like us getting married and like what that looks like and then like possibly one of us moving and what that looks like. And I was like, you know, honestly, I don't really worry about the moving part too much, but I have now actually considered marrying somebody. I need to actually give that thought. So after, like, I would say a few weeks, I decided, well, if anything, I'll take that step and see how it makes me feel about looking at rings. Went and saw Lexi. And her and I had a good talk. We kind of designed a ring, and we made the decision that if we want to do it, we'll go for it into doing it, and we'll see how things go. So come December, I was like, all right, I feel pretty good about this. Let's go ahead and do it. So it's been in the back of my head. I didn't order the rings because I just, there's so few times that I get to see Danny. And then, like I said, like we had some issues and he was so far away and I wasn't 100% sure then if like he was going to say yes. I was still ready. I was so down for it. I was okay, but I wasn't sure if he was. So then as time went on, our anniversary was this past weekend. So in January, I looked at Lexi and I said, if you like it, put a ring on it. Like, you got to shoot your shot, decide what's going to happen. Like, something is going to happen one way or another, and I still really, really want to do it. She goes, cool, we'll order him. Almost cussed. This guy right here, when he was here last, he looks at me and he goes, so how about we go see Lexi and we get sized? And I was like, sized for what? And he's like, for rings. And I said, sure, why not? Because we had also had the discussion back and forth, and we went and saw Lexi. This is a shirt. We'll talk about that in a second. So we went and saw Lexi.
Yeah, speed this up because I got to get my songs in.
And we went and saw Lexi. We got size. We went away. I would say probably like a week before he got here, he texts me and he goes, hey, I did something, but it's not going to work out, so I might as well tell you. And I said, what? He goes, I bought some rings. And I said, oh, okay, so why is it not going to work out? They don't fit properly. I was like, oh, awesome. Okay. So now I lied to him. I said, well, you should send him back so we can do this together. We can pick out rings together. It'd be a lovely situation. We'll be happy. Blah, 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 blah. All the meanwhile, I had already ordered rings and they were on their way. And I was like, if he bought these rings and he can't return them, it's going to be super duper dumb. I'm trying not to cuss right now, speeding through this. So eventually he was able to send them back. And then we went up to dinner when he got here for our anniversary. He presented me with a shirt of him that looks like Jesus. So if you see me in that shirt and people ask who it is, it's my fiance. I am engaged to Jesus and it's fine. And I gave him the ring and asked him. And it wasn't like, I got nervous for a hot second because when I gave him the ring, I pulled the box on, I fumbled for at least 4 minutes trying to rip it out of my pocket because the box was so big. And I was embarrassed. I couldn't for life me think of anything that I wanted to say. Like my whole speech that I had, I was so, like, it was on point. Like it was super lovely. Me and Lexi had talked about it. It was good to go. Didn't say one word of it at all.
So this whole thing was clumsy, but organic and connective.
Yeah, it was extremely clumsy, and yeah, but it was still organic. And
well, it was very cute, and he missed out the, you know, I got him this t-shirt because I wanted to lock him down. Like, I didn't have a ring for him, so I made him a t-shirt with my face on it, and that's what I presented to him. I said, well, I don't have a ring for you, so here's a t-shirt with my face, and then he pulled out a ring and said,
look at that.
Mary Magdalene, Phillips engaged. Yeah.
Danny, maybe the only other way that you could have locked him down, as my regular go-to for him is Captain America. So you could have gotten him a Captain America shield with your face on it.
Good idea. Next time. Yeah.
I don't, Floyd, you won't be able to. Well, Floyd can hear this. But
what did Father used to say? Everything before the word "but" is horse.
7:50 with the morning reboot on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
So, microphones are going on now. Okay.
Well, I'm good now.
Okay. 8:14 on Q105. The morning reboot. Congratulations to Philip and Danny getting married.
What?
Oh, wait. I should have made you go listen to the podcast for them.
It's okay. Go listen to the podcast for the reaction. You can't duplicate that.
Because he didn't tell us.
And he swore up and down he did.
He can be forgetful like that. We are doing The Office trivia for today's Tacos Trivia and Tuesday. The calendar brings the Tuesday. I bring the trivia. You've got the prize.
I do. I'm like Oprah.
Nate from Axe 419, thanks to he and his wife Brandy for inviting us out yesterday. Video to come. Keep an eye on our socials for that. He was thinking, we were talking after, he was thinking about Thai tacos.
Ooh, that would be good. I've had those one time. Good.
And I suggested chicken chunk tacos.
Well, you know what? Why not?
Why not? Who are we talking to?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Good morning. Are you a big fan of The Office?
I am, yeah. Okay,
good. Then this should be easy for you. If not, you have to get all five questions correct. If Jamie struggles or fails, if she fails, 419-240-1055. Floyd, what's our prize?
Thanks for the confidence.
I got confidence in you.
The first person has never gotten this. And I don't...
Okay.
I had to look these up because I've... never watched an entire episode of The Office, but I know all the GIFs and the memes and stuff.
Oh, okay.
We have, I'm sorry, I was away from the microphone. A pair of tickets to Wednesday night UT women's basketball game.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
First question, Jamie. In season 1, episode 6, Hot Girl. What is the hot girl's name? Amy, Kelly, or Katie?
Katie.
in season 2, episode 3, Office Olympics. What does Pam name Box of Paper Snowshoe Racing? Flonkerton.
Sorry.
Icelandic snowshoe racing or Pegerhosen?
Flonkerton.
Okay. In season 8, episode 10, Christmas Wishes, who had scoliosis as a child? Dwight, Val, or Aaron?
Say that again? Can you read that one more time?
Sure. In season 8, episode 10, Christmas Wishes, who had scoliosis as a child? Dwight, Val, or Aaron?
I thought it was Phyllis, but I guess Aaron?
In season 5, episode 19, 2 weeks, what is Michael's signature cocktail? Orange juice vodka, gin and tonic, scotch and Splenda? Final question. In season 9, episode 20, Paper Airplanes, what does Creed throw during the paper airplane contest? A paper airplane, a nickel, a melon?
A melon.
For the first time ever on Tacos and Trivia Tuesday,
right?
We have a first-time winner.
Yay!
Nice job, Jamie!
Now, I've seen The Office a time or two.
That's awesome.
Now, I like to say the questions are easy if you know the answers, but how would you rank the level of difficulty for these questions?
Those are actually a little bit harder than I thought they were going to be. You know, the one about the scoliosis threw me off because I know that Phyllis had it, but I don't remember Aaron saying that, but it sounded like something Aaron would say, so I kind of guessed on that one.
Well done. Look, it takes a lot to make me stunned, surprised, or impressed. Color me, all the three of them. Well done. Don't go anywhere, okay, Jamie?
Okay, thanks.
Jamie just made it so much harder for everybody else next week.
That was awesome.
Oh, you know what?
What?
We're inching. I put her on hold.
Okay, I was like, oh, don't go anywhere. But you hung up. I was like, no!
We're inching very close. It's going to get real Game of Thrones. I would appreciate if you could find a way to catch up on Game of Thrones or watch it.
Well, Stefan and I were talking about it. We're going to start.
Do it. Let's do
it. Because he's a huge fan.
Okay. I was thinking about rewatching it to see all the things that I've missed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like April 15th or something. It's going to get real Game of Thrones-y around here. And I am very excited for Game of Thrones Tacos and Trivia Tuesday.
I'm excited for
we
you.
Might do the whole Tuesday show that way. 8:19, UMADOP is hosting an East Toledo town hall about opioids and family recovery. More about that around 8:30 or so.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Got a few.
We should always have to play a Selena or Demi song before we go into a mental health topic.
I see what you did there.
I didn't do anything. The song was just there. 8:30.
We saw what they did there.
Good job, Ross. 8:31. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Finally able to track down Montrese from UMADOP. Before we go any further, tell everybody what UMADOP is.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
It's my job.
So oftentimes we hear UMADOP. UMADOP stands for.
It sounds like a. Is it a college soccer federation?
No, it's a place that it's a federation that really tried to give back and specializing in bringing treatment and recovery services. But UMADOP, and as you really enunciate the U, is urban, minority, alcoholism, drug abuse outreach program. So instead of trying to say all that together, they just say UMADOP.
I'm all for an acronym. And what's your position at UMADOP?
Well, in my position, I am the prevention specialist, which really is just to educate communities on what is available out there for someone who may need services, treatment services, or recovery housing. One of the things that is special about UMADOP is that they have recovery housing for women. And so those that's going through those journeys of addiction and needing those services, it's been a pretty intense ride. Mm-hmm. I can say, just seeing that journey.
You guys have been around for several decades, and I remember what Mr. Edwards said, you know, urban meant something different back then. I love that line. I'll never forget that. But while a lot of these new places spring up, and we definitely need them, we've made some friends recently with Alex at the Wellness and Recovery Center. Are you familiar with them on Glendale?
Yep.
They're new, but you guys have been around from the get-go with all this stuff.
39 years, man. Wow. That's almost as old. Serving the... It had a lot of different phases of 39 years, but 39 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a variety of crises.
Yeah,
and we're currently in, you can call it a mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. It's obviously the opioid crisis. You're here to chat about. We can go beyond this, but tomorrow night is a town hall, correct? East Toledo Town Hall, Family Recovery. Which is the building is that?
It's going to be at St. Mark's.
St. Mark's tomorrow night. So what are we doing here with this?
So what we're doing tomorrow is we're seeing in the trends over in our East Toledo communities, Oregon communities, we are seeing families impacted by the opiate and heroin crisis. And so what we really want to try to do is have a real conversation, and that's why we're glad that you'll be a part of it, Eric, to see what can a family member do or what's out there to assist someone as they go through the journey.
Family members and whatnot?
Family, friends, you may get, we send it all the time. You get, believe it or not, some of our senior living areas, they have grandkids and family friends that they want to get help for those loved ones. And just really knowing what's going on out there. And we're looking to, after the conversation, design a East Toledo community response team to this so that if you need some resources, here is your resources. Here is someone who cares about you. Here is someone that's going to be in the journey. Because as you know, you need people along the way in this journey.
Yeah.
And I like that you use the word journey because nothing's done overnight. You know what I mean? And when you reach out for help, it's good to have those people with you so you know you're not alone.
I would say a month ago. Yeah, we're live.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go live? Go by all means.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say 3 or 4 weeks or so ago, I had a talk to give at Anthony Wayne. And one of my preface to all of it was, this is getting harder and harder for me to talk about my journey because I'm so far removed from one of my funks, as I call them colloquially. But then when you know it, it was almost like when I was sharing the experiences, I was telling someone else's story. Like when you're in school and you've got to tell your teacher about Abraham Lincoln and blah. I felt like I was telling that. And then when you know it like that, a week after that, I got hit with one of these. But just knowing that they will come and knowing that they'll come, I can keep them shorter is part of that journey. And I always tell people, I think from what you might have asked around about me, I'm very candid and forthcoming. And I'll tell you the brutally honest truth. Much like many cancers with a mental health issue, it's not curable, but it's manageable. And you know, one of the things that I knew being able to pull myself out of the thing last week was it was an end. Every other, the 2 dozen, 3 dozen other times like that I've hit in my life, I've gotten past them. And now with that clear and present for me, it's easier for me to get it behind me.
So Eric, let me ask you, and I'm kind of interviewing you with that statement. What kind of impact did that have on your family though, as you went through that journey?
If there's one very stark time that I remember, I was 29, 30, 31. And I was driving on a highway, kind of like our 75 here. And okay. I was living and working in Allentown, Pennsylvania at the time. And I wasn't adapting to a lot of new responsibilities at work real well. I was exasperated with not being able to enjoy life. Every email, every little challenge that popped up during my day felt like I had to climb a new mountain. And I was exhausted and exasperated. And I said to my dad, while I'm driving on this highway on the phone, Dad, I don't care if I jerk the wheel right now into the side of the road. I'm done. And on the other end of the phone was silence. And that was one of those times that crystallized for me. I was very fortunate to learn many years or so ago when I first started learning what was wrong with me with bipolar 2 was if I die, I can bring death to others. And my dad has been my cornerstone. And when I heard that silence, I'm like, okay, you know, whenever things get dark, I have to think back to that and how he possibly felt. There have been other times between then and the last couple of years where I could hear the exasperation in his voice. Are you a parent?
I am.
I can only imagine that he was exasperated because he wanted to help me, living, you know, 500 miles away, going through these rough times that my mental anguish would cause me, and he would just, you know, want to hold me or snap his fingers and make it go away. Because as a parent, you always want your kid to feel as good as they can.
Yeah.
And him feeling utterly helpless and just needing for me to help myself or for it to pass, I could hear the anguish in his voice. So wow. I've got it together for most people considered like this. There are some people who have to worry about whether their family members are they're going to have to scrape them off the ceiling or off the road. That's far more dire. And you mentioned before we hopped on the air, where do I send those people? My first place is NAMI, because they have family programs that help family members that they can all sit around the table. One of the things that pulls me out of my darkness is the depression. Likes to distort your reality, and it tells you you're the only one that could possibly feel like this. There is no one else on the planet who could feel as dark and as suicidal as you feel right now. And then I have to remind myself that depression is telling a lie. That's why you get people together and share their experiences, and it makes them feel better. And a lot of times that's what the NAMI Family Support System does. It gets all these families together, and they share these stories, and they go, wow, there are other people out there like me, and it provides them with a little bit of hope.
And I can tell you, NAMI will be there tomorrow. But to your story, Eric, man, that's what we're talking about. And that's why having you as a host to this town hall at St. Mark's at 611 Woodville Road tomorrow, there will be a dinner. To have you be a moderator and be a part of this experience, and I'm sure those that's listening now, you just went into a spot that there's a lot of people that may be struggling with this. And you're open to share that and share the, as Floyd mentioned a little while ago, that's a journey.
What was the impetus behind you guys doing this? Because since we met like 6 weeks or so ago, you wrapped this up and gotten this going pretty quickly. Was there a breaking point for all of this? Because obviously we know that East Toledo is a flashpoint for all of this stuff.
Yep.
I get some of it's lower income, but you've also got the rural area of Oregon. A lot of factory workers get pulled into this. And opioids don't discriminate. But what was the point where you and Mr. Edwards and others at UMNDOP got together and said, we got to get people together to talk about this?
And just that point, what you said, this has no face. It has no, it doesn't discriminate. We all are affected by it. Case in point, you talk about Oregon, you talk about East Toledo, you talk about South Toledo, West Toledo. Typically, in our South and South Toledo, we're seeing the judicial system. We see the courts behind the opiate and heroin. So you go to Oregon and some of those other suburban areas, you're seeing more of the overdoses. You're seeing more of the usage.
Right.
So now you talk about East Toledo, you see a combination of all. And so with those trending facts, we see through our Lucas County Health Department, who will be there to also provide some information to that particular zip code, if you would. You'll see that there are both sides of the aisle, and individuals and families and organizations are really trying to come together to see what can we do together. And it's not someone being, like you just said, in a journey of alone, because that's a dark spot. That's a dark place.
Now, this isn't beating a cold that, you know, once you get past that cough, it goes away. This takes a long time. We're talking to Montrese from UMNDOP. There is a town hall meeting tomorrow night, St. Mark's Lutheran, 611 Woodville Road. I've got some things posted up on social for you to come out. Lots of agencies and resources to help with all of this.
One of the things that we did that's not highlighted in there is just what you talked about earlier, Eric. We got some individuals that's going to share some stories that's from the communities that we're talking about. So it's not someone talking to. There's going to be some information sharing that I'm sure you'll be able to chime in to as well, of some individuals who went along this journey, and now here is the recovery story of it. So we're going to talk about where they were at that point, and then we're also going to hear the stories of why they went along their journey of recovery and where they are now. So it's going to be some great sharing of information and what their families did for them during those tough times.
What is a common trait that you see amongst people that come to UMNDOP for help?
I need somebody that cares. Don't talk to me with a pen and a piece of paper and just here to meet some numbers. One of the things that UMNDOP provides is a very intimate office facility. And so you get a chance to get some hands-on and direct service with individuals who will, as they say, go above and beyond to make sure that you have what you need and the resources that you need to stay on your journey. Now, again, all of this is a self-decision, but it is very helpful when you know you have those outside resources to help you stay on your path, and that's what UMIDOT provides. And so we're excited to know that individuals that utilize our services, they get someone who cares and not just talking from a pencil and piece of paper.
Something that I've started to incorporate into some of the talks that I give, it's because a good friend of mine back summertime said he's got a nephew that is struggling with a lot of the things that I've talked about and I've shared with my friend, and he's like, he just won't talk to me. You know, he avoids my phone calls, and you know, we see him at family outings, and he doesn't want to talk about it. But clearly, there's something wrong, and it's trending in the wrong way. And I said to him, I said, ask him this question: do you want to feel better? Because if with all the therapists and counselors I've seen, a lot of from moving around and whatnot, but you chase this problem until you really find the answers. But I encourage people to ask that question of people who want to avoid, well, I don't want to take pills because of the side effects, or I don't want to talk to anybody. Well, do you want to feel better? Because no matter how dark I felt, if someone would have said that to me, I would have been like, yes, I would. I just didn't know the ways that were out there. And there's no reason to say, well, I don't think there's anyone that can help me. There are too many resources these days because we've devoted so many resources to this problem for there not to be anything that can help you.
And to your point, Eric, not only are there resources, there's a lot of resources here just in Lucas County will come to you in your crisis moment. So you don't have to wait around or make a phone call. Yep. You reach out to a loved one or a friend and say, hey, I need, like you said, yes, I want some help. There are individuals, agencies, and organizations that will meet you where you're at. So if you're at a restaurant, you're somewhere around town and need someone to come get you, these resources will, if you would, like Enterprise, they'll pick you up.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're totally. Yeah, it's funny. I hear the dismissiveness. There's nothing that can help me, but I don't think. No, there is no, you can't refuse this anymore because something out there, well, it's too easy to get help. It's a text message away in a lot of cases. We with the Suicide Coalition, we often throw out 741-741, which is nationwide, but here in Ohio, if you text 4-HOPE to that number, you could be like, look, some old lady's got her cat up in the tree and it's annoying the piss out of me. And they'll text you back and go, we'll get somebody out there to help the lady with the cat. They help you with anything.
Anything. And just kind of, when you said the senior lady, what we're seeing in our senior communities is the prescription medications. Where do I drop off my prescription medication? Because I'm going to have my grandkids over and I have them in my bathroom. And so we're seeing a lot of our senior living looking for resources to dispose of their medication, their old medications. And to the point of what we talked about a little bit as well, some of our seniors looking for resources to connect their families who may be struggling with this too, and that's big. And you know, Granny, a call. She's going to make that phone call for you. Hey, I have a grandson or a granddaughter that needs some help. What can you do? And so we're seeing that.
It's a problem with many, many tentacles, and it touches everybody. Tomorrow night is the town hall, about 5 o'clock for the dinner, 6 o'clock to 7:30, the town hall and the Q&A, East Toledo residents. But beyond that, please come on out, 611 Woodville Road, St. Mark's Lutheran, UMIDOT. Facebook page, we can find that, right?
You can find that on page. It's trending now. Okay. On social media.
Website as well?
On the website is umidoplucascounty.org, and you can get information.
And you can grab me if you want to find out more about this or can't make it out tomorrow night and do want to know more. And if you need a dope MC, this is the man. This is the man.
Well, I thank you. Definitely appreciate that. Yeah, so if you have an upcoming event and you need some energy and laughter, give me an Eric. We'll make the party rock for you.
Do you know DJ One Time?
DJ One Time is a very good friend, and he's probably looking now on the live. So what's up, DJ One Time? You heard Chase ask, did we know each other?
If you two did an event together, there'd be 10,000 people, and there'd be so much energy. It would be like an artificial high. It would be incredible.
DJ One Time, we got to invite Lightning Rod and DJ... Oh, man, one time. But we got to get Eric to the March Madness, March 9th.
There'll be way too many. Is that his birthday party?
That is his birthday party.
He's coming in a couple of weeks, and I've known him for a couple of years now, and I know he puts together a birthday with some people, but all his stuff is awesome. All his stuff is incredible. He's great.
And so their March Madness will be awesome. So thank you for that compliment. Yep. And
tomorrow night, Town Hall. We'll see you there. It's 8:47 with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105 track.
Concerned about turning the microphone on too soon with Jack.
I know.
That I am Philip and Floyd.
I should have found a creative way to say that in a euphemism.
No. 9:12, good morning. It's Eric Chase, Floyd. Our friend Jeffy McGee is here, our pop culture guru in the wake of the Oscars. We'll do some Oscar losers in the trailer game, but your thoughts for, I guess, a quite highly rated Oscars broadcast.
Yes, which is bizarre, but I guess it kind of shows that controversy creates cash, because ultimately this was just a hot mess of an Oscars leading up to it. I mean, considering that this is the first time I can recall in ever that there's just literally no host, and the production was basically thrown together at the last minute because of all that. And you
could totally tell.
Yeah.
I think I told you on air, I was just like, it seems like they just were like, hey, Tina, Maya, Amy, go talk for 5 minutes about nothing. And we're like, okay.
We're killing time right now. And all the, I mean, for goodness sakes, and that they were trying to kill time, and they still had the controversy of whether or not they were going to omit those awards that they were not going to throw in there. I mean, that just demonstrates they just didn't have a solid basis of what they were going to do on this show. And then when you get to the point where the winners are quite so controversial, there's a lot of really good winners in there. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the main award of the evening, and all of a sudden Green Book gets announced, and Green Book has a lot of people that did like it quite a bit, but nobody that seemed to think it really was the best movie of the year. And then you add in that there are some very controversial aspects to that one, as we were mentioning off camera, off mic, and I'll go ahead and say it in a more genteel way, with a lot of issues with movie makers being accused of sexual harassment and things like that, and there was accusations going around about Peter Farrelly leading into this, and then you also add in that there are questions of representation and the type of stories that are told about the African American mm-hmm. experience, and here you have basically Driving Miss Daisy 2018 winning Best Picture again.
Maybe blame Netflix, because I had read upon its arrival that Roma was the movie of the year, but the Academy didn't want to fall to the crest of Netflix.
Totally possible. There's also the fact that there were also other really good movies. I mean, Star is Born got that buzz when it first came out that it was going to be winning everything. I mean, heck, if they wanted to go populist, one of the reasons why so many people were watching was because a hugely popular film like Black Panther got that recognition. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to honor a populist movie, that would drive that, at least would have given some type of note for of representation, while at the same time not feeling like it was a grace note and something that our old white audience would be particularly interested in.
Had a controversy behind it, because I think once they said the Oscar goes to Green, that's when people are like, what? Like, they didn't have to say book. They were just like Green, and they're like, oh,
but no. It's just that there were so many possible good choices, and they kind of went for the least objectionable to a lot of different people, and it ended up being the most objectionable as a result. Yeah. So.
All right, but let's go to our, maybe we'll have illustrious losers from last night or 2 nights ago.
That's the other thing to point out, is that really we are looking at the fact that in the history of the Oscars, the Best Picture winner is not necessarily the Best Picture, and history bears that out in a lot of cases. So we're going through the history of movies that lost the top prize at the Oscars, but these are well-known movies. Okay. I didn't go for anything particularly obscure, okay?
So were they nominated for Best Picture?
Every one of these movies was nominated for Best Picture.
Dreamgirls isn't on there.
Unfortunately, no.
Which had the most Oscar nominations, but was not nominated for Best Film.
Very good, very good. So, and obviously, we're not going to go for anything particularly like... I didn't go for any of the Lord of the Rings movies or anything like that. I wanted to go for specific individual movies that people would remember. So we're going to reach back to 1998, and this is as far back as we go, I promise, with number one on the list, please.
Colonel, I've got something you should know about.
Yes?
These two men died in Normandy. This one in Omaha Beach.
Oh, I was going to say Philadelphia.
No, totally Saving Private Ryan.
That's Saving Private Ryan.
I heard 2 minutes. I was like, okay. Sorry, that's not, my mind's working today.
Although you are right, 1993, it did get nominated, but it did lose. But that was Tom Hanks' first Best Actor Oscar, first of two in a row.
Okay.
Because they gave it to him in 1993, and it was like, oh, okay, we gave him his Oscar. And then the next year, he does one of the iconic performances of all time with Forrest Gump.
That's what it was.
And we couldn't not give it to him the second year in a row for that one.
People get on me, and you too, Floyd, to a degree, for certain movies I have not seen. I get on everyone who has not seen the openings or the second to opening scene, the Normandy Beach scene.
The biggest scene
in Saving Private Ryan.
I watched it in high school. I thought it was like a prerequisite.
It is basically one of the most harrowing and utterly gut-wrenching scenes in the history of cinema. And then you get through it and you're like, I can't believe Steven Spielberg directed that.
Right.
Because it kind of reminds you that the guy is a very good filmmaker on a lot of different levels. So, All right. So, Eric, one. Floyd, nothing. Poop. We go to number two, which is from 1999.
John Coffey, you have been condemned to die in the electric chair by a jury of
the Green Mile.
That's the Green Mile. Very well
love
done.
Love that movie.
Very well done.
You never seen it? It's really long and drawn out, but it's really good.
It's very good, and it's not quite the movie that The Shawshank Redemption is, and it's from the same director. But at the same time, it is a very good movie in its own right. And that was also the year that American Beauty won 1999.
That movie's weird.
Kevin Spacey's weird.
The movie in and of itself, even outside of that, is very weird.
And the girl with the big forehead from American Pie.
Lili Sobieski?
not Lili Sobieski. Lili Sobieski looks like Helen Hunt. Whatever her name. She has a big forehead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know, but I can't remember her name either. I know what you're talking about, though. All right, so we have a 1-1 tie. We're going to skip ahead now to 2009 for number 3 on the list, please.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Ray.
I don't know it.
You don't know this one?
I need me 8 soldiers.
You don't know the name? You know of
it,
though, right?
We're going to be dropped into France dressed as civilians. We're
Floyd, do you have this one?
One thing only.
It's that Quentin Tarantino movie.
Which is called?
Oh, man. Yes,
I'm going to go ahead and give him credit on this one because he's at least got the idea. It's Inglorious Bastards. That was the name of the movie. Spelled with an E because apparently we couldn't get away with releasing a movie with that title at that time. But yes, that was the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Is that a good movie?
It's a very good movie.
Okay.
It's a very good movie. It's a very strange movie because it plays fast and loose with historical facts, but at some level, it's all about watching people kill Nazis.
Okay.
Let's be honest here. You're always going to take it. But that was 2009, and that year, The Hurt Locker won. And that was the first year of my... Hurt Locker is an excellent movie.
I've never heard of it.
It's a movie set in Iraq. It's about a guy who's a bomb defusal expert in Iraq. It was basically where Jeremy Renner made his name in modern pop culture. So it's very good. All right, so Floyd, 2. Eric, 1. We go to 2010 for this one.
Number 4.
Andy's going to college. Can you believe it?
Mom, I'm not leaving till Friday. What are you going to do with these old toys?
Toy Story 3.
That's
Don't
Toy
you
Story
get 3.
It got
picture?
Nominated for Best Picture.
I would have never known
believe
that.
Believe it or not. That was 2010. Toy Story 3 got nominated for Best Picture. It was again, we're in the era where they start adding in like 10 nominees or however many nominees they want. And so more movies got nominated. The previous year, Up was nominated for Best Picture. And 2010, Toy Story 3 was nominated. I thought the best movie of that year was The Social Network, the Facebook movie. Mm-hmm. But what won that year was The King's Speech.
With Forrest Whitaker.
No. That was The Last King of Scotland.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
The Stuttering King.
The Stuttering King, yeah.
All right, let's pick it up here, Jeff.
All right, let's go to number 5 from 2012.
We can't tell our people they can vote yes on abolishing slavery unless at
Lincoln.
The same
That's
time
Lincoln.
We can tell
yes,
them.
Yes, it is. That was nominated.
I should have known that. I just held my head down in shame.
If Dean was here, he gets that movie every time I put it in. It's like every now and again, it ends up being in there, and he gets it like within the first. I don't know if he has that movie memorized or something, but he loves that movie. So, but that is from 2012. Argo won that year. So, all right. So, Eric, 3. Floyd, 2.
It's all good.
Let's go to number 6 from 2013.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, call me. I'm detached. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
That was you. I'll by a hair.
Gravity.
That's gravity. Very well done.
I love that movie. That movie freaked me out, and I don't know why.
Alfonso Cuarón, who just won this year for Best Director, but
the most unbelievable space movie
probably
ever. Like, I will have a lightsaber before she can shoot herself from a shuttle to the ISS. Impossible. In the words of Matthew Matt Damon, there's no way you're sciencing the hell out of that.
So, Eric 4, Floyd 2. We're going to go to number 7 on the list from 2014.
Let me ask you a question, Chris.
4 years ago.
Would you be surprised if I told you that the Navy has credited you with over 160 kills? Do you ever think that you might have seen things?
Do you know the Navy?
This is
or done some things over
American
there that you wish you had?
American Sniper!
Oh, that's not right.
What's that? Same idea, wrong name. You knew
the
movie.
Fake baby. That's all I remember from that movie, the fake baby.
You knew the idea of the movie, but you got the name wrong, so you've opened the doors. Floyd is still in this game as we go to number 8 on the list, please, from 2015.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates and to NASA and to the entire world, but I'm still alive.
The Martian.
That's The Martian. Yeah. I was wondering if you'd get that one after you referenced it.
So. Sciencing that. Yeah. Eating my own poop. It was okay. I enjoyed it, but I'm surprised it got the buzz that it did. But
yeah, got nominated for Best Picture.
When you write that book and Matt Damon does it, it's kind of like a shoo-in.
Yeah, pretty much. So, that year was 2015, and it was for the movie Spotlight. Does anybody even remember Spotlight?
I held off on watching that movie until I sat down and gave it a second watch on Prime. Oh my God, it's so good.
It is very, very good. What but it's it? it's a movie about the Washington Post doing its investigative reporting on the molestation of children by priests.
Oh,
it's a very, very good movie, but it was one of those movies that kind of snuck in and nobody realized it was going to win Best Picture year, and it ended up
great cast from Amy Adams to Mark Ruffalo. You think like newspaper media movies are slow and boring? This is fast, very good.
All right, so let's go to 2017. This is last year's nominees for our last one at number 9.
Do they know I'm black?
Should they?
You might wanna, you know.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked, but he's
Get out! Get out! Yes, it is. Get Out was nominated for Best Picture last year, and
shame. Lincoln, Get Out. Boy, you have embarrassed the final 3 days of Black History Month.
It's fine, but I made my.
But you know what? You won 2 weeks in a row.
Right, and I gave you an amazing Dreamgirls reference.
Yes, you did. You have livened up the game beyond everything. But Eric wins this week. Very well done, good sir. And that was, again, 2017. Lost to Shape of Water last year. But this year, it'll be interesting to see how history judges this one. I think ultimately it'll be one of those things where the nominees, especially Black Panther, especially Roma, if it keeps building up its momentum, especially Star is Born, because a lot of people love that movie. I think that it'll be one of those years where the nominees are remembered far more fondly than the one that actually won Best Picture.
You said that it was going to be like forgettable. Like you don't think any of these movies will go down and
like everything.
You know when AFI does like the top 100 movies of the past 50 years.
And you notice that how often the movies that get ranked really highly weren't well regarded at the time.
Right.
Citizen Kane was nominated for Best Picture, didn't win. Whoever remembers How Green Was My Valley, which beat it. Citizen Kane, we still talk about.
Yeah.
So you can't judge the Oscars as an at the time great example. It'll give you some great movies to watch. It'll point you in the direction of some good stuff. So it's still worthwhile on that level. But as a actual representation of the best movies of a year, not so much.
Okay. My favorite statistic coming from the Oscars was that everybody that didn't win Best Picture, that movie still won something in the major categories. Mm-hmm. Great stat. Jeff, thanks. No big releases. We're waiting for Captain Marvel
Madea's
in a couple of weeks.
Family Funeral. There's not much to do.
I'm
Next
there.
Week will be Captain Marvel.
I was celebrating Black History Month March 1st.
9/26, most liked tweet is on the way.
Do the math.
We have some flurries left over, a high of 26. Tomorrow, snow flurries 31. Thursday, cloudy 30. Oregon has still only 20.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Yes.
You want to hit me?
Yeah, and I'm going to preface this real quick. I've been reading this stuff about pregnancy brain, how women, they go through their brains and they do like delusional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole thing about it. So at Jeremy McLennan, he said, my wife and I went for a walk. Halfway through, she got scared that we left the baby at the house. It's still in her stomach. Hashtag pregnancy brain.
Can we do hashtag pregnancy brain for a topic?
Yeah.
Can you write that aside?
Oh, yeah. I'll save the whole article right here.
Awesome. We do have to wrap up a couple of minutes early. Some business to take it. But today was an amazing. Today was a great show.
I had a good time.
People coming in and out of here. Community stuff. Engagements from.
We were international.
I know. I know. Please. Shortly after 10 o'clock, text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast link, okay? Do not miss today's show. From Caesar, at Prozac Tears, dude, all your girlfriend really wants is your hoodies, attention, I don't know, a note, ice cream, a letter to suck on her boobies, a puppy to choke her.
Okay. Did you just say suck on your boobies?
Well, it was a T word. tonight you're going to Stomp?
I am going to go to Stomp. I've never seen it. So this is like 1996 Floyd, like legit excited. I hope I'm not disappointed.
Have a good time.
I know.
Today I'm going to stomp on some bad guys with my TPD ride along.
I'm so ready for you.
Also, since you won't be home, I guess you want to set your DVR, or if I don't know if you got the email, there's a new Morris Chestnut show and I think you have to watch.
Like the Morris Chestnut?
Is there another one?
Like, okay. What is his show?
It's another, like, obvious procedural crime show.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yes, he is.
Still active in the works.
And still doing the same shows.
Ah, Morris Chestnut.
Hey, we need a beautiful mainstream black guy.
I was gonna say, does he still got that beautiful smile?
Yeah.
I remember being like 11, like, this man is making me feel a certain type of way.
He dabbles in both worlds.
Huh?
Like... He does like the Madea type films.
And then he personalized that. What?
He's accepted by white America. Like he's harmless black guy.
Yeah. Because he has that name, Morris Chestnut.
He's beautiful.
Just like Blair Underwood.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. All right, 9:35. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Give me like 20 minutes. I'll have the podcast link up for you. Back tomorrow between 5:45 and 10 here on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on Q105.